Tuesday Evening, Ode 8. When the decree of the tyrant prevailed of old, the fiery furnace was heated to sevenfold strength. The three servants did not burn therein when they defied the king's pronouncement. But they cried out and sang, "All you works of the Lord, sing a hymn to the Lord, and exalt him beyond measure unto all the ages. Glory to you, our God, glory to you." The woman poured out the very costly fragrant oil on your divine and awe-inspiring head, O Lord. O Christ, she laid hold of your immaculate holy feet with her hands defiled in sin. And she cried out and sang, "All you works of the Lord, sing a hymn to the Lord, and exalt him beyond measure unto all the ages. Glory to you, our God, glory to you." The woman guilty of sins washed the Maker's feet with her tears, and she wiped them dry with the hair of her head. For this she did not fail to be absolved of the sins she committed all her life. But she cried out and sang, "All you works of the Lord, sing a hymn to the Lord, and exalt him beyond measure unto all the ages." The sacrament of the grateful woman's ransom is performed by the Savior's tender love and her own fountain of tears, in which through confession of her many sins she was washed clean and she was not ashamed. But she cried out and sang, "All you works of the Lord, sing a hymn to the Lord, and exalt him beyond measure unto all the ages.